The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
If you just turned your radio on today inside the parents' court, we're talking about a couple whose son is going to be born in about a month, and the woman wants to circumcise the baby boy, and the man says no, and so they're having this argument, and I actually found an incredible article from the American Academy of Pediatrics when it comes to circumcising baby boys, the pros and cons.
The parents' court!
Automatic, you're a man.
Last time I checked.
Yeah, we don't have a son, but are
the question wasn't insulting. It was the laugh after.
No. This is a hard conversation because Otto was like, this is such a tough topic. Exactly.
That's why I said it's all giggling. Yes.
It's all silly. This is a very big decision that parents make. Are you happy with the choice your mother made, DJ Automatic?
I have no other choice. Why wouldn't I be happy? I don't know what the other life's like. I definitely haven't checked.
Okay, well, okay. There are pros and cons. The woman says that she, you know, thinks it's a good idea. She's read up on it. And the man says no because he doesn't want his son to be in pain.
Oh, I mean, I get that part. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it was traumatizing when I was however old they did with that. Like 1 day old.
Yeah. But you don't even remember it.
Do we know how the papa's rolling? Does he have an elephant tusk or what's
up? We don't know, Anthony. So that's what I was going to ask.
I was going to say this. Whatever dad has, usually the son should get because they're going to see each other at some point and then they're going to be like, mine doesn't look like dad's.
Is that a real thing?
Yes.
It's not a sports car automatic. No, I don't think that's a real thing, dude. No, I don't think. I just think that the misconception of like, oh, it's going to hurt. I think
it's going to hurt, Anthony.
It's like, but babies go get their ears pierced and whatnot too all the time. And stuff happens. Like, it's a medical procedure.
You're comparing an ear and a wee-wee?
Yeah, I have one. You don't. So don't talk to me about this.
You're right. So I'm asking. I digress.
It's a medical procedure that everyone does. It's a normal, healthy thing. A lot of medical benefits.
Not everybody does.
I was going to say, I think, you know, a lot of the people in the United States, but worldwide, I think it's 85% or something crazy.
U.S. numbers are way down. It's less than 50% now.
Okay. I'm not checking.
The surgery of circumcision has been happening since 2300 BC. So it's nothing new. And you know what's interesting is I remember there's a show called Sex and the City. It's back on HBO and whatnot. Very popular. I remember the ladies having a conversation about a man who wasn't.
You've never seen an uncircumcised one?
I'm from Connecticut.
Reminder, you're dating the guy, not the
aesthetics are important to me.
It's not what it looks like. It's what they can do with it.
Well, I don't need one that can make its own carrying case.
Rude. And I said they, you know, it's been happening since 2300 BC. Well, times have changed. Back then, there was no soap. I'm sure they did it for reasons.
Well, they did it for medical reasons because it takes a lot more to clean it.
Yeah, there wasn't like soap and all this stuff that we have now, too. But teenage boys don't clean themselves properly right now.
You know what I'm saying?
According to the American Academy of Pediatrics, here are the pros. Decreased risk of urinary tract infections. You guys hit the nail on the head. Wait.
Don't want to call it that.
Anyway.
Yeah, we don't put nails anywhere near that.
Because boys and men don't necessarily cleanse themselves after they go potty. The next pro, lowered rates of sexually transmitted infections.
Because it gets caught, the infection gets caught inside the extra skin.
Yeah. Protections against penile cancers.
Didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. Here are the cons. Risks and complications with surgery. Only 3% experience minor issues, but still, there is a risk. Pain during and after surgery, which is what this man is concerned about. He doesn't want his son to be hurt.
You don't remember anything from that age.
Well, I know. But the number one thing is, and I did not know this, potential impact on sexy time pleasure. It decreases sensitivity.
What?
Yeah.
So I'm not living my best life over here?
Automatic. In the end, though,
Wouldn't have kept it clean as a teenager, though. I'll just be honest.
In the end, the AAP says the benefits of circumcision definitely outweigh the risks, but they concluded circumcision shouldn't be recommended, and parents should make their own decisions based on religious, ethical, and cultural beliefs. If you would like the article, follow me now on Instagram at Dana Cortez. That's going to do it for today.
The Parents Court.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We all love those Popeye's chicken sandwiches. Well, they got a new one coming, and I think it's equally as exciting. Food news, inside hottest hashtags. Welcome to Friday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony, a.k.a. Lil Spoon.
This is such an exciting hashtag. Mattel is relaunching Barney. Remember this?
I love you. You love me. We're a happy family.
show that launched the career of Selena Gomez.
Mm.
Right there, man. So I'm excited.
I don't know if exciting is the right word. Maybe what, annoying.
No, it's not annoying. It is not annoying.
I think it's an exciting time for child's entertainment because now Barney's going to step into the game with Coco Melon. You know what I'm saying?
What's up?
Ryan's
what's up?
Toy Reviews.
Coco like, Melon of Creepy Parents. Let's go.
You know what I say? I say Big Bird comes in and just cleans house, okay?
All right, so he's got a new look, same purple, but it's animated now. OG Barney and Friends launched back in 1992 and ran for 18 years.
I didn't miss
on
it.
On PBS. And by the way, it's still hugely popular today, which is why they're bringing it back. The new preschool animated series debuts in 2024. All right, now in food news, just in time for Lent, Popeyes has announced they're bringing back the fan favorite flounder fish sandwich and shrimp tackle box for a limited time. Lent is when Catholics give up all the bad things they do all year for a limited amount of time, just like the Popeyes fish sandwich. Anyway, pull up and get your Popeyes National Day, Anthony A.
Let's go and start with National Cabbage Day. It's been around.
Cabbage is underrated.
Well, cabbage.
Cabbage rolls, cabbage inside of tacos.
Cabbage and tacos, that's the business
and
right there.
And also, shout out to the longevity of cabbage. It's been around for 4,000 years.
4,000?
Well, I've been around longer than that.
All right, there we go. We also have National Random Act of Kindness Day. So you want to be nice?
I have never said this, but I'm going to say this now. We were at the airport one time, and there was a bunch of people that had come into the country, and they were being transported. And this was an undocumented family. I just want that to be clear. And they didn't have about $150 to get on a flight. And if they didn't get on the flights together, they were going to separate the kids, the moms, the husbands. And I asked Automatic, can we pay this? And he said, yes. And we paid for the families to get on the same flight.
I forgot about that.
I know you did. And I know you weren't, you didn't ask me to talk about this. But the family, they were just, they needed help. They cried. The airline attendants were crying. Everybody was
It was around Christmas time. We needed to
Nobody knew what was going to happen to these families. And they were just so thankful. I'm not sharing this to show out. I'm sharing it to remind people to be kind to one another and act like that. Any kind of act. Buying someone a coffee. Saying you look good today can change
this,
a person's perspective.
I bought this homeless lady some cigarettes the other day and she was so hyped.
Of course she is. She like...
Oh yeah, dude. I was with her sister.
My frajos, man.
Really? Cigarettes?
She looked exasperated, right? She looked like she was done with the day, and I've been there. I've been there where I need to, you know what I'm saying, not cigarettes, but you know, just to calm down, and I felt it. So I was like, here you go. And she
well,
almost
nicotine
cried,
has
bro.
The whole opposite effect of that. You bought her nicotine?
Yeah, dude. Whatever, bro. Hey, listen. We're talking about random acts of kindness. don't judge my kindness, dog, because I get down with different caliber of people. My bad. I'm not saving people at the airline. All right. Here we go. This, we also got National No One Eats Alone Day. But let's wrap it up on National Caregivers Day. A lot of love this day.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. For all the caregivers that do all the hard work behind the scenes at nursing homes, at healthcare facilities, in home care, that get no recognition, we appreciate you here.
We
Thank
do.
You so much. It's Black History Month. I want to talk to you about a 9-year-old boy who in 1959, he's at a library and police were called. He's just trying to check out some books. And he was told by the librarian and the police, these are for whites only. So he became even more determined to learn. His name is Ronald McNair. He graduated from MIT with a PhD in physics,
wow.
became an American astronaut, and the library that turned him away and almost had him arrested at age 9 is named after him now.
I love that.
I do too. The library is in Lake City, South Carolina. It's Ronald McNair Library. All right. Celebrating all the achievements of people who were held back and despite all of that made it and did something, man. Something beautiful.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Kanye West filed a lawsuit against a burger company called College Dropout Burgers, and we have an update on that. This story and more, Best Gossip Daily Dirt, brought to you by Mr. Clean Magic Eraser. Anthony A., famous people's birthdays first.
We have Ed Sheeran, Paris Hilton, and Michael Jordan all celebrating a birthday today.
Well, 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 let's start out talking about Michael Jordan. He's celebrating 60 today, and he donated $10 million to Make-A-Wish.
Wow.
He's been the chief Wish ambassador since 1989 and thoroughly committed to making the dreams of terminally ill children come true. So we love Michael Jordan.
Salute
for that.
To MJ.
Yeah, for sure. Now let's just talk about Rihanna, A$AP Rocky, and their son on the cover of British Vogue. Aww. And the baby inside of her that she said she didn't even know about at the time. She looks fabulous. A$AP Rocky looks fabulous. What is the baby's name? We don't know.
Oh, they didn't tell us the name?
No, they just call him Baby.
Oh,
that's
baby.
Fine. That's who cares? It's Rihanna.
Let's just... Baby Rock.
Baby Rock. He looks just like his mama. He makes faces like his mama. He is adorable. Go to @DanaCortez on Instagram to check the photos. All right, and we're going to wrap it up with Kanye West. He filed a lawsuit against this burger place. It's called College Dropout Burgers, saying they stole the name College Dropout from him.
Oh.
I don't think Kanye coined the College Dropout name.
Term? No.
No, no.
And there's a lot of college dropouts.
Mm-hmm. And there were
two of them in the room.
Yes.
Thank you, DJ Automatic. You're the only one with a college degree. Anyway, the lawsuit's been dismissed because attorneys for College Dropout Burgers say after multiple attempts, yeah, he just isn't responding. Like,
if the court threw it out, then he didn't have it trademarked, right?
No.
That's wild that he has an album called College Dropout, but he did not have College Dropout.
I don't think you can coin a term that's already been popularized throughout culture.
Bro.
Yeah, because LeBron wanted to do Taco Tuesday.
And he didn't get that either.
He didn't get that either, exactly. All right, that's your Daily Dirt. We'll be back with more coming up.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.